November 24th, 1997, Fort Cheer, tape 404.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, interviewing Blink.
So, Blink, my eyes are closed, and I want you to keep talking so that I can get a fix on where your voice is.
Police, she says. Okay, I'm right over here.
Okay, I'm pushing.
Where you put me in the chair with the guy holding me down into it.
Sure.
Yep.
So I hit ECV 6.
Light up enough.
Doesn't do anything.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
You can feel when it does stuff, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Some of you can tell when you're injured last hit.
I brace myself, and I try again.
Okay.
No.
No. I hit ECV 6 again.
Nope.
Okay. I think three times is about as much as Paul's willing to do on this before he, like, gives up in disgust.
Okay. Maybe if he opened his eyes, he could concentrate more.
Ooh, 7.
What? That looks more like an 11. Oh, sorry.
No, but I hit ECV 7.
Okay. I think that takes.
Okay. And,
just barely.
Also, you're doing 3 because you can only push 3 times.
Yeah.
Are you pushing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that perfect? I'd be pushing.
Whoa.
This is not that good a roll.
I see lots of sixes.
I see lots of ones.
I see lots and lots of ones. So that's 20. 33.
You have a kind face.
Thank you.
So wait, isn't he bagged?
No.
No.
No, no, he's just,
my
eyes closed. He's just closing his eyes. I'm bagged.
You're bagged. Blindfolded. Bagged.
Can you tell if it worked?
I feel like I trust you.
Okay.
For the cops, I could even in time learn to love you.
Thank you.
But that might just be me.
Should I be dropping the bag now, so you can talk to her?
No, you ought to be leaving it off so that she can see me, because otherwise I can't hold it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Turn around, please.
Oh, sure.
What?
I'm turning around.
Oh.
This way you get a profile view. Okay. Briefly. And then, like, the back of my head for the whole picture. Okay.
That's fair.
Thank you. Ability to keep his eyes shut.
Sure.
This should make everyone less nervous.
Okay. So, you know, I mean, my goal here, especially for you, you could deal with this, like, solo. I mean, in a lot of ways, you would be the best possible person, because we could let you out, and you could deal with this entire situation by yourself, without any psychos, without any Orion, without any risks, you know. One person.
There'd still be a risk.
So much. There'd be a risk. But, you know, one of you is a lot less risk in a lot of ways than 6, like, completely random people with who knows what motivations. Okay? What I want more than anything else in the world right now is to trust you and to figure out a way that we can get you to New York City to deal with this situation. So what I need to know from you, I need you to tell me the truth, because otherwise this is never going to work out. Would you be willing to make an honest, a serious attempt at the mirror shade solution?
Can I think about it?
For a while. I'm going to pass out eventually, then.
Really?
How long
can you keep it up?
I have no idea.
Does it help if I do this? No?
I can't tell any difference.
Okay.
What did you do?
Nothing.
Come on.
Would it help if you could look at me?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just reflex, but that was rude.
It's okay.
Please don't do that.
Okay. If you have...
old habits. I'm sorry.
I mean, if you have
sometimes
other...
Sometimes they fall for that.
Yeah.
I would really like to be out of here.
Okay.
I don't want to spend my life alone in a small cell with nobody to love. The guards will continue making mistakes, and eventually they'll get fed up enough that I don't really have a very good defensive power. Yes, I would very much like to be out of here.
Okay.
I would very much like it if you could get me out of here. But I've done a lot of bad things.
Sure. Would you rather be dead than in here? That's not an offer of anything happening right now this minute or anything. That's a philosophical question.
I understand. While I'm alive, there's hope.
Okay.
Lauren Tide might remember me. He might come rescue me. Some clever guard might wonder what all the fuss is about. This nice gentleman who's really, really wanting to put the bag back over my head might take pity on me and break me out of here. Although that last one seems fairly unlikely.
That would be a yes.
But still, while I'm alive, there's hope.
Okay.
This is a really broad question, so I'm sorry about that, but I'm getting a little bit too tired to think of, like, really good, incisive questions.
That's fine. Feel free to ramble.
Okay. What do you want? I mean, if you could get out of here, you know, goals, desires.
I'd like to apologize to Monolith.
Okay.
And I guess to Rush. I know, a whole bunch of people.
Is there anything in what you'd want to do that would prevent you from living a life that restricts your power? Can you make that promise in good faith?
Sure, I could promise it, but in reality, would I never ever think of using it?
Not thinking, dueling.
Oh. It's such a slight difference. There are so many situations in which it's a difficult situation, and just like, you know, a lift of the glasses would then make it an easy situation. You must know about that, Paul.
Oh, I'm completely aware of that.
So then you know how difficult that is.
Yeah, I mean, I have lots of advantages. I'm glad I'm me and not you, because it wears off with me. It doesn't last forever. I have my choice.
Right.
But I know exactly what you mean.
Okay. Then I could promise to be good. But would I really be good?
You seem to have some remorse.
I mean,
I have a lot of remorse.
There's really two questions to that. And the first one is, would you be willing to try? Because none of us can read the future. And the second one is, do you think you'd succeed in trying if you could?
I can't predict the future.
I'm only asking for your best guess.
So it's use my power one more time and then promise never to use it again? Is that hypocritical?
And be free.
I mean, once, you know, No, that's not what I'm asking, actually. Because you know as well as I do, I mean, you've been playing this game for a while,
mm-hmm.
that if you do this one thing,
mm-hmm.
that the government is going to, at some point, come to you and say, hey, we'd really appreciate it if you could deal with these supervillains. So it's not like you're never going to be asked to use your power again. What it is you're going to be asked never to use your power again, except in the service, etc. I'm not saying that's better or worse, but that's what it is.
If there's a fate worse than dying alone and unloved in a solitary jail cell, the idea of having a lifetime of having people fall in love with you and betraying them certainly ranks very far up there.
I'd have to agree with that.
Can't argue with that.
Golden Watch can stop them. The government doesn't go ask them.
They asked. They said if they come to San Francisco. Ah.
Golden Watch has their little area of what they do. I'm not sure they could stop them.
Oh, don't think that for a moment.
Hmm. They would make friends with someone who could. I'm sorry.
On the other hand, I could go there, stop them, and then vanish.
Sure.
But they never ever found me. They couldn't ask me to do anything else.
That's very true.
That would work. Work for Monolith, right? Otherwise you wouldn't be having this conversation.
Mm.
If she were around, this wouldn't be a problem. Well, she's not one of them, is she?
No, God, no.
Okay. You're asking me to use my powers to mess these four guys up. There is four guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay, not that it matters.
Sure.
And then you'll give me a head start?
We're not asking anything. I can't make deals. I'm just some French kid.
Is the Is the warden looking away, by the way? I'm just wondering if he's having a heart attack or a stroke or anything right now.
Not as far as I know. But okay. Then again, you know, even if I did open my eyes, I'd just be staring at a blank wall.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. It's reflex.
No, that's perfectly okay.
Did you think about opening your eyes?
Of course I thought about opening my eyes.
Okay. Are you wondering what it's like?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll have this conversation, but probably, like, after I let go of the mind control.
I have one more question.
Okay. Okay, I'm dropping it now, because I'm going to pass out, and that would suck.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter if you're, you know, mind-controlled by me, you know. So, I'm dropping it.
Your head's going to go back on.
Okay.
Hey, not so rough. Okay.
No, I'm being gentle.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I have one more question.
Okay. Can you take your hands away from my neck as you ask the question?
Yes, but I'll be watching your hands.
Okay. My hands are taped to the... Tape.
Right.
Sure.
I'll be listening for the tape ripping.
Yeah, that's what it's there for.
And I'll be watching, so I'll be able to, like, you know,
okay.
Yell loudly.
Okay,
am I cool? Are we cool,
me.
Alex?
Sure. Is there any value to you in getting out and doing this one thing, having the chance to make some apologies?
Are they going back in here?
Or under some kind of surveillance?
If our situation was switched, would you accept that?
It depends how remorseful I felt.
I feel remorseful, but if I ever get out of here, it's not my intention to come back. It's not.
Unfortunately, that greatly reduces your chance of getting out of here. But we have
I'm
to
sorry.
Ask.
Should I have lied?
I don't even know that it does, Alex. Anybody who told me during the course of this questioning that, like, sure, they'd be happy to just drop out and drop back in again?
No.
Well, some might, if you give them a chance to, like, kill some people.
Sure.
But I never really wanted anyone to get hurt.
Okay.
It wasn't that what you would do it is, would there be any value to that?
Sure, I'm sure the government would like that. And then just, like, whenever they need me again, just come trotting on down, take me out, have me make someone fall in love with me, screw them over, then drop me back here.
Okay.
Great. It would give me something new to think about.
No, it's not that. It was the chance to make a mess. Not the chance to trot you out every time.
It's rather cold, playing on my remorse.
I'm trying to give you an option that would allow them to let you out once more in your life. I'm just, you know, thinking of things.
Let's not fool ourselves. I mean, this is pleasant, and it's a lot more fun talking to you guys, even if you won't fall for my cheap tricks. But... they're never going to let me out. I'm never going to let someone out who can smile at a Secret Service agent.
That's probably true.
It's very nice of you to sort of entertain the fantasy that they would.
I don't know. I'm personally, you know, there's all the Dark Mirror stuff and so forth and so on and,
sure.
and where I could be.
So
it's probably cruel of me.
Look on me as a cautionary fable. And if you run across Monolith, tell her I'm sorry.
Okay.
We can actually convey your regrets to some of these people if you think it would matter.
It's not clear what good it would do. Is Russian prison? Are people willing to go along with this scheme? Not that they'd let me out, but if they would. If it meant that Rush got out, too. I think I owe her that. It's a complete travesty that she's in jail for something that's not even her fault.
Sure.
I feel bad about that, I think, most of all.
Maybe some way to work a deal, but you'll have to do that with the U.S. government. They can only give her recommendations.
Can I have Paul there to make them trustworthy?
Oh, sure, if they'll buy into it. You know,
she laughs.
I like you, and I actually like talking to you, and, like... I'd like to compare experiences a lot, and I think we'd probably get along.
Sure.
But the chances that anybody sane is ever going to let the two of us close to each other...
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. Again? I mean...
So here's your chance.
It's not a chance.
We're doing this one at a time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. No, it would be bad. They'd probably never let you go anywhere again if, like, you let me go and I got out of the hallway and got down into the tombs and...
Oh, that would be so bad.
No, it's not.
I understand. But allow me my brief moment of.
Sure. You know, I mean, we have to double check because then it gets icky if the what ifs turn into, well, maybe that could happen.
Sure. Yeah. That's the principle behind this whole place.
Sure.
So that no one ever goes from, could it be, you know, is there any chance at all?
Sure.
But there's still a little bit of hope left. They won't extinguish that.
Mm. Carl, what are the guards doing right about that?
They are really, really tense. They're pointing their little guns right at her back.
Hi,
oh, which unfortunately goes right through blind spot, but that doesn't seem to bother
them. It's every guard's dream to have the two mentalists chatting about their shared experience.
Shot in the crossfire. We're sorry, like the whole UN just died heroically.
I have Ram on the job. I'm betting on her reflexes over there.
No, I mean, the guards are professional. They're not just going to like gun down teenagers for no purpose.
Sure.
But they are really, really
tense.
I'd
be so tense. I'd just be unhappy. So,
Blind Spot's pretty tense. He's getting ready to rip her head off and kick him in the face if he has to.
Can you point their guns at through Blind Spot?
Yeah.
Rhyme's main attention transferred from her to the guards.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
That's where I want it. So, and Maria's attention is pretty much mostly on the guards, too.
But I think I'll say, Maria.
Because mm-hmm. with the guards, the damage could already be done.
Alright. So, yeah. This might be one of those unanswerable questions, but what did it? What does the mind control feel like? I mean, when I just...
I could tell you if you'd look at me.
Yeah, I know that. That was another cheap trick.
It was an honest offer.
That too. Okay. Retracted.
What? Have you never trusted anyone?
Sure.
Then you know what it feels like.
Okay. People keep saying that, I guess. Anything else? I mean, I think that's probably about all of the interview, and I'd love to talk with you longer, but...
No, I understand.
Okay.
I gotta go, otherwise I'll be late for my meeting.
Sure.
No. Bye, Paul. Bye, Alex.
Bye. Should I call you Blink, or do you have a real name, or...
Elise.
Elise.
The guards come in so fast. Okay, they drag her out into the hallway.
Okay.
And okay. Maria says, Paul?
Yeah?
You didn't give her Rush's message.
Rush did not give me a message for her.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, so you're all sort of sitting
Rush
around.
Rush said, if I get out, I want her to be on the team.
I want her on the team,
yeah,
right.
Good point.
Many fine differences there. Okay. Do they let us out?
We don't give them recommendations, so they let us out.
Sure.
We're pretty fucking terrible.
That evening, at the nearby hotel,
mm-hmm.
the force and meet to decide.
So do the sweep?
Yeah.
No. Actually, let's go outside.
Okay. Still gonna sweep.
Sure, it's Nebraska November. Sure, outside's fine.
That's
for rhyme.
Okay.
Hey, wait, it's Thanksgiving weekend. It's the big Nebraska game.
Oh, wow. Well.
So I will still do a sweep of wherever we are, even if it's out in the wilderness.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What'd you roll?
Nine.
What?
A nine.
Okay. No bugs in the trees.
Check our clothing.
Yeah, that's part of why.
They had it for ages.
Right.
Especially check the electronics equipment that we brought in.
Did you?
Comsense.
It all seems untouched.
Okay. I think we leave our comsense back at the...
Probably. That's probably the right thing.
Yeah, if we're together with them.
And the cell phone and everything else.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, like you said, they're not really into electronics.
Sure. So... Let's run down the easy ones first.
Yeah.
Mr. Lightning? Probably not.
Alkahest is, his powers just aren't worth what he's going to do.
Right. Yeah.
Same goes for Nemo.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Labyrinth is a no because he's a Mr. Nemo on steroids.
Yeah.
Lace
is no because she's wacko.
Yeah.
Ditto Lamia?
Lamia, no, she's not wacko. She simply has higher loyalties that she won't ignore. I can appreciate that.
Okay. And by the way, Paul?
Yeah?
I don't know much about this Blood Red Queen,
mm-hmm.
but if somebody in Lamia's
powers...
You can
tell us about the Echoes now.
Yeah?
Yeah. You can talk about the Echoes?
Sure, but I'm going to tell you
if somebody on the 400 level
mm-hmm.
is that beholden to someone,
mm-hmm.
they're either really clever
mm-hmm.
or like in the 40 or 4 category.
Or a lot
or
like
they
me,
have
like,
a mind control power. I mean,
yeah.
Or they're charismatic. Sorry, guys, but
yeah. it happens.
The people who hold my loyalty
scary.
Are not paranormals.
Yeah.
And I am pretty much as beholden to them as they are.
Yeah.
Lamia, I didn't see Lamia do anything really that scary.
She's she creeped me out.
She's another one creepy, who but a lot powers of creepy are not people. Worth letting her
but
free.
It's not worth it. I mean, the weird thing was when I grabbed her, there was some sort of a weird echo thing, but she's not human.
Okay.
So who
like
knows?
It was echoed back at you? Or?
Hard to describe. It was exactly like it feels when I normally use my power, except different.
I think she might have some kind of connection to her master?
Maybe. Or she might just not be human.
Just note the feeling, and if you ever hear it, feel it again, then you might know, you may learn something interesting about the person you were trying to control.
If we're ever in New York again, I'll want to like try to find Spook Show and have a little sit down with him, but we all know how likely that is. Okay.
If the Legion didn't get beaten, it's more likely.
Mr. Lightning is a complete psycho.
Yeah.
Orion is completely dedicated to a cause we have no sympathy with.
No.
The Republican Guard is completely dedicated to a cause we have slightly more sympathy with, but
no.
It's not a whole lot.
He's such a great leader. He had the best plan.
Soundquick is a zero.
Soundquick is a nice old man. Oh, we forgot to interview Titanus.
I had like such a cool setup for it.
I'm sure you did.
We start checking in the spot.
She was not going to attack.
And I don't care. Look, every time I meet her, she gets more pissed off at me.
He did not want that emotional experience.
You could have taunted her.
Oh, man. And
you could have taunted her until she attacked him, and they'd have to kill her.
Zephyr is just the evil slipstream.
Yeah, Zephyr is,
way
too powerful.
That would be a no.
We can't let Zephyr go.
There's an awful lot of nose piling up here.
Yes, they're super criminals.
If Zephyr went away,
right.
We probably couldn't get her back.
Right. Okay. Moving back down to the maybes. Charcoal, you know, we'll tell the government what we know about her.
She's fairly promising.
It's the Charcoal falls under, which several of them do. The U.S. government can probably give him what they want if they're careful.
Right.
Yeah.
Cut out. Same deal.
Yeah. Only more so. He wants money.
And I'll point out, both of them are the ones who actually have some ability to hurt these bricks.
Yeah. Right. Inferno, same deal. Very useful. Yeah. He'd be good.
Yeah. He's a little too psycho.
He's psycho, but, you know...
He's psycho in a way the government can probably handle,
I
hate to say it.
It's not my job to decide whether or not they
Charcoal
want to
is actually...
Him.
They're more likely to lose control of Charcoal than him.
Actually.
Well, if you rule out everybody on the basis of maybe, then, you know...
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Charcoal's actually there to get pounded on. Well, they could take out her... I mean, I'm sorry, but she's the one who's sturdy enough to draw their attention.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good point.
I don't think she's in their class.
She's the only one so far that would take more than one hit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Silk, you know, if
Silk is the follow them home so they can beat them up one at a time power, and I'm going to recommend that, and the recommendation is that that should be the plan.
Right.
Yep.
Doesn't seem...
She's a wacko, but she's sneaky, and...
She's a sneaky wacko.
she seems to have reasonable motives as well. I mean,
sure.
They're wacko motives, but they're reasonable.
But they're workable with. What we're really deciding is these are the people with workable motives.
These are the people we can trust the U.S. government to not completely botch.
These are the people we understand.
These are the people we want the U.S. government manipulating. I feel dirty. Okay.
You know, there's no real surprise that the mind controller comes up with the list of people that can be manipulated.
No, there's not. Rush... Sure, same deal. She's a little bit more... Okay, she's actually in a different category because she's more complex.
Only because we know her daughter, I'm sorry.
No, but she's not... I mean, I don't know what her motivations are.
Okay.
So she's hard to recommend.
She's a lot smarter than I expected.
She's very smart, but... She's the only one who genuinely seemed to want to reform.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm completely just a naive kid on this.
No, I think you're right.
I think, we'll get to Blink.
Well, I mean, if Rush
Blink's
was
the hard
telling
one.
The truth,
right.
Rush was in jail for something that...
And actually,
true.
I would be
good
interested
point.
In seeing having her out just so we could pass Blink's message along.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm we'll recommend Rush. Let's see, do we have anybody else who is simple? Yeah. Ah, yes, Blink. So the reason we don't talk about our Blink recommendations in prison is because the minute I say, yeah, she should be on the, you know, maybe
they
we should let her out list,
they
shoot me.
Yeah.
Of course, she has an accident on the way back to her cell.
That would have been no fun.
Yeah.
Boy.
So the thing about Blink is, she can control her power, but she doesn't think she's capable emotionally of doing it.
Yeah, which is honest.
Which is scary.
I can understand that.
Now, it is possible.
He had bad experiences.
The thing is,
love.
She has things she wants to do.
Right.
I can't imagine the deal that would get her out fighting this team one last time. But there might be one if they were willing to negotiate long enough is the thing.
I mean, they're not going to let her out.
They don't want her out. And the reason is...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Even though she knew it was no use, she kept trying. She didn't feel reasonably.
That's true.
But don't you want someone who'll keep trying even knowing that there's no hope?
Not on this.
it would be...
It's really too bad. She has the best power.
Yeah,
sure.
But it's a real pity that, like...
And it's really too bad, because if she had, like, was emotionally stable, she could control it.
Right.
But she's not.
She needs therapy.
Well, she's not going to get it in there.
No, she's not. That's the problem.
They're not really into reform.
No, and you know.
I think the minimum sentence anyone had was 40 years.
Looks like Soundquake's gonna get out pretty soon.
No, they won't let him out. Just because he has no power?
Oh, he's a lifer. What am I thinking?
Don't let people out just because their powers go away.
His sentence might have been less than life, but I guess not.
It seems to like for a lot of them, they were trying for them not to lose their powers.
Yeah, they kept letting them out, you know, every so often, or giving them what they need to use their powers. I was noticing that. That's something that's going in my little black book on how they...
Sure. They don't want situations like this.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm thinking about those guards. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking those mistakes. I know this is cold and callous, but the U.S. government does not want that power moving.
Yeah, it's true.
That's about a morale destroyer.
They don't tell the guards.
Sure.
They just set them up.
Yeah. I mean... That might be the motive, but we shouldn't... I don't know. Does the U.S. government... No, they've got to have a suspicion.
Everybody knows.
What?
What, the powers move?
Yeah,
I guess you're right.
No, it's... I mean... It's not like a big secret.
Right.
It's one of the little secrets.
But the U.S. government...
They probably know. Oh, interesting point.
So I have to think, you know...
And I'm going to have to talk to them.
Okay. One reason I was pushing for reasons to let her go in some other circumstance is it might be okay for her to use her power.
Right.
The U.S. government can keep track of her. That doesn't involve... sapping an innocent guard every couple of years.
Yeah,
good point.
But the trouble is, she just isn't in enough control.
She's really hard to hold.
Yeah.
Sure.
If she seemed like she really wanted to reform,
I mean,
I'd be willing to cut her more slack, but she tried too many times.
Is there some way of tracking her without looking at her, without meeting her eyes?
We could recapture her, but the problem is she'd do a lot of damage in the meantime.
Yeah. I mean...
Her is it permanent?
I know, that's the problem.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, if I could stand up to her, I'd be willing to risk it. But I don't know if I can, and there's no good way to find out.
Well, there's a very good way to find out.
Sort of leaked.
That would kind of suck.
Sure. That's what I meant.
I mean, if it was like something simple, like it didn't work on girls or something.
Yeah. Okay.
Then it wouldn't be so bad.
I mean, it's fine. She's what happens if people like me are stupid.
Yeah.
Or don't have the emotional maturity to deal with it. I'll have to write a thank you note to my parents.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, is she really has not really much more restrictions on her power than you do.
Yeah.
And if your power was permanent,
sure,
you'd probably stop using it.
Yeah.
Or you'd use it just enough to keep it so no other irresponsible person got it.
Right.
I just want you to have to flash remorse on yourself, and then you wouldn't use it again.
I mean...
Whereas I can't trust her to behave that way.
Yeah.
And we gave her that option about six different ways,
unless
and I didn't like any of her answers.
Yeah, unless there was a way to, quote, cure her, unquote.
Nah.
Do any of us believe in psychotherapy here?
No, I was...
The Bulgarian, you believe in electric shock?
I was thinking more along the lines of somebody doing surgery on her mind.
Sure. You can
snip
her
optic nerves.
No. I was thinking along the lines of psychic surgery, actually.
Do
we know anyone who can do that? No.
Paul doesn't know I can do that, right?
I don't think it'll last. I mean, my belief is that your power doesn't last.
Right, Paul doesn't know that he can do the permanent stuff, and I don't know if I can do it on her.
Never could link to her.
We don't want to get her near her.
Ooh, then you'd have like a 12-year-old.
Oh, great. So there's like 14 people, everyone falls in love with. No! I don't even want to take
We don't even want to find that out.
Yeah, no. Blink and network together is just a bad idea.
Like, Blink and network together is every bit as a bad idea of me and network together, or me and Blink working together, or any of the combinations. Everybody hates all of them, and they're right.
Yeah. Even Labyrinth and Blink is a pretty scary idea. I'm walking through this.
So, okay, let's get back to Rush.
Blink was on the risk because the U.S. government wanted to find out how I reacted to her.
That's probably true. Oh, that's so cruel.
It's also true.
Let's see if that's off to start.
All right. I think Rush is a
Okay.
And I'm for sure that Orion wasn't
It'll
on the
be
list because they wanted to know whether it would be
okay
to let him go.
This actually matters to me. It's easier to get a message of remorse to her if she's on the team.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't... Okay. The only one I want to lie about is Blink. Oh, no, we're not lying. We know she can't be let go. Okay,
yeah.
We're fine.
Yeah.
That's good. Because I don't want the U.S. government thinking that I would say yes. So even if I would, I'd probably lie about it because
I think the way we should write a report is... The way we should write a report is she has the best power, but we strongly recommend that you don't let her out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That way, the executive summary can say...
No.
The reservations always drop off the executive side.
That is not my problem. Yep, they solve the Legion of Doom problem with it by
it's
letting her out.
Problem.
If she strays out of America, we capture her and put her back.
Okay.
Well, we find out.
But it is not our fault.
Actually, the other thing we should
do have
think
to,
about...
I think in good conscience, though, we have to recommend that she has the best power.
She has the best power, but we don't think they should use it.
Let her out.
Yeah.
They knew that all.
Maybe make you deal with
her. And really, her loose is better than them deciding, nope, they just need more muscle, we have to let the Nazi out.